Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. This is fascinating. Have you ever heard of something called foreign accent syndrome? Well, on April 28th, Angie Yen woke up and discovered that something massive about her had changed. Her Aussie accent, her being Australian, had turned into an Irish accent. Several weeks on, she's still living with it, and she wants to raise awareness about the rare syndrome that has caused it. Hello, Angie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What part of Australia are you in?
I'm in Brisbane.
Okay, so it's the evening time there, so we should say good evening, and thank you for saying good morning to us. It's Dave here. That's Dermot over there as well. So what was the operation that you went in for on the 19th of April?
I had my tonsils taken out.
A pretty routine operation. A lot of people get it done. I presume you weren't in there for too long, were you?
No, I was in and out in half an hour.
When did you know something was wrong?
I noticed something was wrong when I woke up 10 days later on the 28th of April. And I was just sitting in the shower, as I usually do, and I had a job interview to go to in an hour. And I was just singing all these songs that I, you know, grew up singing. And all of a sudden, there were all these words that were coming out that didn't sound like me. And I thought I was having a Freaky Friday moment. And I was panicking. I was in shock. I wasn't sure whether I was just imagining it. And then I had to call up one of my friends who had traveled all over the world. And just to confirm whether I actually sound like where I think I'm from, because I sounded British but more Irish, does that make sense?
Yeah, well, Angie, would you mind, we really want to hear more of you, and the line is pretty terrible. So would you mind if we'll just take a little quick break here, and we're going to try and get you back in a better line, because it's a fascinating story, and I think people really want to hear what you sound like, and it's kind of frustrating if we can. So bear with us. We'll be back with you in a couple of seconds. We were talking there a minute ago to Angie Yen. We wanted to get her back on a better line because you've got to hear how she sounds, because that's the crux of this whole story. She went in for a very simple operation, and when she woke up, her accent had changed. Angie, can you hear us?
Yes. Hi, good morning.
That sounds way better. Okay, so it was about 10 days later you were telling us you were in the shower, and so this was after the operation. It was a good bit of time had passed, but then you started to hear different things coming out of your mouth.
I did, and I was in so much shock because I was getting ready for a job interview, and this was happening, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, there is no way that this is happening to me." And then I was going to call off the job interview, but I decided it was actually going to be quite rude if I can't at the last minute. So I showed up and I explained to them what's happening, and I just got blank looks. They were looking at me like, "Is she okay?" And I still don't remember a lot of that interview because I was in so much shock. Yeah. And the rest is history, as they say.
And like, this is like one of those crude questions, but like, were you one of those Australians with a normal Australian accent, and then one day you had this accent?
Probably not that much to drink to have that kind of accent, but I grew up in Australia, and I've had my Aussie accent for the last 20 years.
I think we have a little bit of audio of you. Do we? You in your old Australian accent?
No, this is a clip of Angie. Angie went drinking to see in a typically Irish attempt to rectify the situation. If I go drinking, let's see if it changes the accent. This is Angie then.
My Aussie accent still hasn't reverted 100%. Most people that have seen my videos, they've commented that they hear American, Irish, Scottish, Aussie, British, Jamaican, Welsh, Kiwi, and also South African accent, which is very bizarre because my accent has traveled more than I have during COVID.
Yeah, so I mean, even with that, I mean, logical Irish experiment of let's see what happens when we go drinking, it still didn't have any effect on it, did it?
No, it didn't. And I was a bit dusty the next morning, and I decided to read the local news about the New South Wales and lockdown. And it was really interesting hearing myself and others commenting where they can actually hear me switch my accent, which I thought was very bizarre.
Yeah. Like, are you able to put on an Australian accent if you wanted to?
I could try, and I have tried very hard, but I actually sound like a train wreck.
Well, try it now and try and see. Like, just sort of say a few sentences about yourself in what you think could be an Australian accent.
I cannot do that, but I can try and say some Aussie slangs that are very Aussie, if that's okay. So, hey, Sheila, I'm just popping down to the bottle. Oh, would you like me to grab something for the Barbie?
That's so amazing.
That does not sound Aussie.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like an Irish person who has seen two episodes of Home and Away but has never been to Australia and just tried to put it on.
So you obviously sought medical attention after this and said, look, something's not right. I know, you know, it's a difficult one to deal with, and obviously we're laughing and having some fun with it. But it, again, there must be quite traumatic because you feel like, hang on a sec, what's going on in my brain here? So what happened when you went to look for help?
Well, pretty much I looked locally for help and I was hitting a lot of walls. I had contacted a very big neuro department at a private hospital in Brisbane where I live. And a couple of the neurologists got back to me and said, sorry, they couldn't help. And they couldn't recommend anyone they could help to because I've never heard of this. And I was like, well, if you cannot help me, who else can? Mm. And eventually I had a couple of broadcasters reach out to me and I decided to go with 60 Minutes because they have done a story on this a couple of years ago. And my episode aired on Sunday, about 3 days ago. And since then I have gotten answers, which has made me feel quite assured that I am actually okay. Because
well,
initially
cool.
I thought I was having a stroke or a seizure or a migraine.
Yeah, isn't it true that's, stroke can be a contributing factor to something like an accent change? So when you say you've gotten good news, what news did you get out of this 60 Minutes show in Australia?
The good news is that they didn't find any biological or psychosomatic triggers or injuries to my brain. So pretty much I am, you know, very healthy, which kind of baffled them even more because usually there is a trigger, there is a cause. Yeah. But the technology that we have nowadays, it just cannot explain it. I think the answers are there, but maybe in, you know, my children's lifetime or something, they can figure out, you know, a solution and hopefully a cure one day, which is what I hope out of this journey.
Well, so a foreign accent syndrome is the neurological condition that it, and it's well known. I certainly have heard of it before. Maybe it's not very commonly known, but it is out there in sort of the public domain. I mean, is it something from what you've learned that can wear off over time, or are you going to sound like you're from the hills of Donegal here in Ireland for a longer time to come?
Well, I think only time will tell. And what's really interesting is that when my TikTok went viral, a lot of people were commenting about someone they know of or it happened to them where they had a temporary accent change and it just kind of went away. I actually don't think this is as rare as they say. This is very poorly documented because people aren't taken seriously and they don't really know what to do with it.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, did people think that, here's someone now just looking for attention, making this up, trying to get on 60 Minutes and, you know, maybe you're just bored and trying to get TikTok followers?
Yeah, I have had a lot of backlash and I actually decided to take my story public 3 days after I had my accent. And the reason why I chose this is because it's a very rare condition and syndrome. And if it weren't for those other women who came forward with their story many years ago, I would have been mocked and thought I was crazy in the head for the rest of my life. So this is my way of paying it forward, I guess, and contribute to science.
Well, yeah,
and, you know, if you guys know... If you guys know, sorry, how I can become the next Irish Kardashian and retire before 30, that would be fantastic.
Well,
I'm all yours.
Angie.mcyen is definitely the place to go on TikTok if you want to follow Angie and make her into the next Irish Kardashian.
I'm fascinated by the brain scans because you did have a functional MRI, which was, you know, looking at your brain signals and areas of your brain that were activated when you were speaking. Do you know what did they discover in that?
They discovered that my language and speech center, of all places, was very, very overactive. And they invited a another person who was living with fasts. Her name is Kate Baggs, and she's been living with us for 2 years, and her scan was actually less severe than mine. So it kind of provided an insight into what actually is happening in the brain. And when I saw the results on the screen, I was very emotional, because now that I have hard proof that I am not just making this up, it actually raised more questions as to where do I go from next. Because if my brain can just hijack itself overnight, everything that I've ever known can be so easily lost, if that makes sense.
That was actually one of my questions I really wanted to ask you, is how do you feel about this? Because, I mean, look, we are having some fun, and it's an interesting kind of, you know, thing for us to talk about. But, I mean, this is your life now. Do you feel sad that you've lost, you know, your accent and maybe a little bit of your identity, and that you have to form a new identity at the age you are now?
Yeah, definitely. So when this, the first couple of days when this happened, you know, my friends were just laughing. We're just, you know, thinking that this is so weird. And then I think the emotions really hit me a week and a half after. And since then, I have been going through the stages of grief. You know, I was hoping to wake up one day and my accent would just come back. And today is day 57. And it's just another normal day for me now. And because I am ethnically Asian. So when people look at me, they're like, your looks don't match up with how you sound. So where are you from? And I was like, hold on, like where I am from or how I sound like I'm from?
Yeah.
And then usually they cannot even believe that I grew up in Australia, where I've spent the majority of my life in the last 20 years. I came to Australia when I was 8.
And are there any Irish connections anywhere in your family tree that you're aware of?
No, I'm 100% Asian as they come. Maybe 500 generations ago, somewhere in the mind.
there was an Irish fella somewhere. But
maybe there's the Yens of Letterkenny. Have you any idea, like, are you looking for information on maybe where in Ireland? I mean, Ireland is a very small country. Have you ever visited here?
I have never been to Ireland, but I have heard some beautiful things about it, and I really, really want to visit it one day. And if you guys have any suggestions as to where I should go first, I'm all ears.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because Ireland, even though it is a very, you know, a tiny country compared to Australia, we have a really wide range of accents. You know, people living within 10 miles of each other can have kind of alarmingly different accents. So, you know, if I was to sort of pinpoint roughly where your Irish accent is, It would be definitely towards the northern half of the country, possibly northwest.
Northwest maybe.
Because it sounds so soft. It does have a hint of the kind of Irish accent that we hear in American movies.
Yeah, I have thought on that a lot. Like Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt in Snatch.
a little bit.
No, you're far clearer than Brad. I have to say, Angie, I really like your accent. I don't know if that means anything to you, but it's actually a lovely accent. So, well, like if I was talking to somebody like that, I'd be like saying in the back of my head going, God, that's a really nice accent that Angie has.
Thank you so much for your compliment.
It would be a lovely thing for you to visit here and go to an area where people speak really like you. And I wonder what that feeling would be like when you hear people speaking back to you in your new accent.
Yeah, I think that will be a very emotional day for me, because since this started on the 28th of April, I have felt so lonely. And I am surrounded by people that I grew up with. Everyone just says, you know, and you're still the same person, you just sound different. But I don't feel like I belong. I feel like I'm a leopard with stripes when everyone's got spots.
Let me read out some of the texts that are coming in, Angie, because I think they'll make you feel better. Angie, your laugh is lovely. Has that changed at all after this episode?
My what, sorry?
Your laugh. Somebody likes your laugh.
Oh, no. That's one thing my friend definitely has mentioned to me, that you know, decide I sound different, my laugh is the same. And I was like, whoa, there's the ID check.
Well, somebody says you've a gentle northern/Belfast accent. It's beautiful. And when you said, my laugh is the same, that sounds exactly like that gentle kind of Northern Irish accent. Alan Kildare says, yes, Angie, you've a slight northern accent there, definitely. And Dermot and Dave, wouldn't it be amazing if Angie's numerous accents were the result of many previous lives lived, is a suggestion. I think you feel the same way about that than I do.
Yeah, well, I love all that stuff. I love the idea that maybe whatever happened, that you sort of opened a little doorway into alternate realities, which, you know, parts of science tell us now is very much possible.
The crazy parts.
It's quantum physics.
I know.
Do you think that it was the general anesthetic that you were under for the tonsil operation that triggered something, or is there any clues?
I personally don't think it was, because I have actually had another surgery with my current ear, nose and throat specialist a couple of years ago, and that one was for a much longer procedure. And for this to happen 10 days after, when I've had other longer surgeries before, it just doesn't make sense to me. Mm.
You know the way sometimes if you're learning a foreign language and you're in another country, and sometimes you start to think in that language. When you're thinking, and this, please excuse me if this is a really weird question, but when you're thinking in your head, do you still have an Australian accent or the new one?
I have the new one. And I actually started noticing it a couple of days after. And I was like, hang on, even my inside voice is Irish sounding. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, it really is. Well, look, another question that's come in a couple of times on the text is, Angie, did you get the job that you went for the interview for?
the first job I did not get, but the second job the day after I did. And it was really interesting because he is my current boss and he has been so supportive from the beginning. I actually spoke to him on the phone in my Aussie accent to organize a face-to-face interview. So when I actually showed up 2 days after, he was like, do you have an American accent? And I was like, no, it's actually Irish. And you better sit down for this. I got something to tell you. And he was looking at me like, is this chick like pulling a leg? Is she for real? And I honestly, without a hitch, I did not drop an act when I did the whole interview in an Irish accent, which I couldn't even believe that I did. And then he was trying to keep a straight face for the whole time. And I was trying not to laugh as well, because it was just so bizarre and so surreal.
So he sounds like a great boss, in fairness.
Are you a dentist? Is that what you do for a living? You're a dentist?
I am a dentist.
Yeah. And are you 27 years old? Is that what your age is now?
I just turned 28, but I would love to be 27
again.
Happy
birthday. Congrats on the job. Happy birthday. And thanks very much for joining us, Angie. It's a fascinating story. I hope that you can stop feeling so lonely, and maybe just it'll become just part of your life, and then you can look at this as a positive thing in the future.
And come visit us.
Yeah, we'd love to have
We've
you.
We've all got your accent. Come on over.
Yeah, I will. Definitely, I'll make a trip. And thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right, Angie. Take care of yourself. Talk soon.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
So that's Angie Yen, who went in for a tonsil operation, woke up with a different accent, which sounds very, very Irish. It is a rare syndrome called foreign accent syndrome.
She's lucky she didn't wake up with fluent dysphagia, which is where you wake up and you can speak a different language fluently that you could never speak in your life.
That's where the past life thing starts coming into my...
You've got a point.
My psyche.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.